Ever since the Washington State Legislature decided that they want to finally fix the drug possession laws, the question is now will cities and municipalities and counties follow suit, or will this be something that great they pass at the state level and then cities like Seattle won't actually do anything about it? But joining us now on the KVI studio line to discuss, Seattle City Attorney Ann Davidson. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Ari. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. So you're asking the Seattle City Council to approve a bill classifying public drug use and drug possession as gross misdemeanors. How's reception been to that so far?
Well, the communities have made it clear that that is what is wanted and has been needed for a long time in the city. That is what everyday people are having to face on our streets, parks, and buses. And so it really is incumbent upon us to do that. The state legislature has come up with that permanent fix for our state law. And now the process is we need to have it here in the city as well.
Gotcha. So now with regard to your office, you guys have been very, very busy. You guys have been prosecuting a lot of crimes that your predecessor didn't. You guys have been doing a lot of work that other people in Seattle didn't think was such a good idea years ago, and it's actually been paying dividends. I actually was kind of skeptical when you guys first said you're going to be dropping a whole bunch of cases, but those ended up being the cases that either lapsed or you guys didn't have the evidence for, whatever the case was, to focus on the prolific offenders, to focus on the things you could prosecute. So I guess, is your office up to taking on this enormous burden when you didn't have to do that necessarily beforehand?
I think that we have seen some crossover topics that this drug use and drug possession encompasses other criminal activity oftentimes. And so we probably have a lot of that now where we're trying to get people into treatment. This is really about making sure we get people into recovery and treatment, and we need to have all available avenues open for that. And for me, this is one of those ways that when we need to have it, we need to have it available. So we are working on our internal processes to make sure that we are ready to go for the work that's needed for the city. That is something that my criminal chief, Natalie Walton Anderson, and I take seriously. We're both mothers. We are raising our children in this city, so it's really important to us for a professional and also personal stance as we are invested in our city as individuals. So we will make sure that we're ready to go on what's necessary for the city.
It's interesting you phrase it that way with regard to treatment, because so many times, for some reason, things get put in their individual buckets where you can either have punishment, you can either have treatment, you can't have both. And a lot of the families I talk to, these people would not have necessarily sought treatment unless there was a legal requirement to do so, unless there was a penalty if they didn't do so. Has that been your experience as well?
Well, I've been talking with people for a long time about recovery and how did individual people get there. And it's similar to what you have just said. When I talk with, for example, Tom Hansen, who's become a good friend of mine, author of American Junkie, he has said to me point blank, he wished that someone had cared enough about him to make him stop sooner. And I take that very seriously. What we're trying to do is use our systems to say that we care about people and we need to make sure we are doing the things that will get them to treatment and recovery, in addition to saying our public places like our parks, our streets, and our buses need to be safe for everyone to be able to go into them. And when everyday people are the ones having to face what do we do in the midst of public drug use, for example, they are the ones having to decide what to do. They put people like me and others that hold on to our systems and control how they function to put those decisions into action. So we need to do that so the everyday people are not having to worry about it day in and day out.
We're talking with Seattle City Attorney Ann Davidson about possibly imposing gross demeanor as the punishment for public drug use, drug possession, so that way something can actually be done about what we see happening on the streets. Have you worked at all with Lisa Mannion, the King County prosecutor, to figure out how you guys might divvy up the workload to see if they're on board with this, if they're supportive of this? Because it could be difficult if the city and county are not working together.
Well, I'm thankful for King County Prosecutor Lisa Mannion's collaboration with me. I started that last year with her predecessor, of which there was none prior to my taking office. And it really was unfathomable to me as a recent member of the general public that the misdemeanor prosecutor and the felony prosecutor were not having their offices work on a regular basis because they're frequently the same individuals going between various severity of crimes. And so this is a conversation, and it is put in as our, like I said, state law is that it's a gross misdemeanor, and I am the misdemeanor and gross misdemeanor prosecutor for the city. That's what voters put me here to do, and so it's really important to make sure that I can fulfill that. And so I think that the county has significant work that they are doing and focused on. Sadly, the homicide rate is still very significant. So I think that the work we do here, which is more closely where we can get connected to root causes, that's just why somebody's involved in this type of work. This is where we need to be doing that, where we can know more of what's happening and have those resources available for us to help people in that situation.
I don't know if you saw this video clip that was going around social media last night of a recent meeting from one of the committees of the Seattle City Council where they're talking about harm reduction. And Seattle City Council member Sarah Nelson pretty much called out these people for, at what point do you say this is actual harm reduction? Because it seems to be doing the complete opposite. And you had these activists who are in committees, who are in positions of power, who are saying they want to make drug use the norm. Do you expect any pushback from groups like that, from people in the government like that? Have they been opposing your efforts to actually make drug possession and such gross misdemeanors?
There certainly has been a segment that has talked about decriminalization, and I think we've seen that sadly in other areas around our region, that that's just not the way forward. When we are looking at a reduction in resources that are available from a financial standpoint, we need to be making sure we are not elongating somebody's state in substance use disorder, which often then leads to elongated mental illness. For example, we do have someone that was meeting the Hydrolyzer criteria that we could see back in 2014. They started engaging in misdemeanor criminal activity, and they were on meth, and they were competent. But now they've been left for so long on that substance with not really any meaningful intervention, and now that person is incompetent. And because meth is directly toxic to the human brain, that person will not be able to regain self-sufficiency. So we have now actually created where we have to pay for the care for that person. To me, we need to be intervening and making sure we can put that at bay and help somebody with their mental health and so that it is not deteriorated long term.
In the last few minutes, we have with Ann Davidson, who is the Seattle City Attorney, and we really appreciate you taking the time from your very busy schedule to join us. How's it been working with the Seattle Police Department, given how understaffed they are, and now they might have to go and enforce something they haven't had to enforce for a while? Have you discussed with them any concerns this might bring up for them?
That's a great question as well. Is I want to make sure I'm good partners with the people that all of us that are touching the public safety system. And when I talk about it, it's like, I use the analogy of a relay team, a track relay team going around a track. They are the first leg, and that referral from the Seattle Police Department to my office is we are the second leg of that track relay team. So I can't do anything unless and until I get that referral from SPD. So that's why I've focused on this rebuilding that partnership with them, going out to roll calls at every precinct at all hours of the day to say thank you to those people who have chosen to do law enforcement here in the city of Seattle as an occupation for us, and that their work day to day matters because we rely on that from a prosecutorial standpoint, and we as the public rely upon that. So I think that it's been something that they have supported. The officers have said this is something that could be helpful. Again, it's to provide avenues for recovery and treatment, and it also is to make sure that our public spaces, as our parks, buses, and streets, are safe for everybody.
Just before we let you go, and I can't believe I'm asking this question because I get these emails all the time. I get these messages on social media all the time. They say, do you think Ann would consider running for attorney general? Do you think she'd consider running for governor? And I say, but she's doing such a great job as Seattle City Attorney. Look what it took to get her there. Do we really want to get her out of that position? But is that something you've actually contemplated or considered? Because I hear there's a couple openings coming up.
You've been following the news, Ari. There's a couple of openings. That's pretty funny. I mean, I take that as a say thank you to those people who thought of me, and it's important because the issues of the day, they really matter at the local level, and I think that a disruption of people who've been in office for a really long time, and that's a good thing to have, is some fresh eyes on the same problems. It really can bring some new leadership and some new perspectives. I appreciate every day I have here at the city attorney's office. I wake up and I'm so thankful. I don't feel like it's work. I just think about it naturally every moment I'm awake, and so I'm really thankful for the place that I'm at and that I can be impactful.
That's not a no, but I'll let you off the hook with that one for today because we got limited time. But Ann Davidson, Seattle City Attorney, you're doing a great job. We really appreciate you taking the time out from your busy schedule to talk with us today. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure speaking to you as well.